Welcome back to season 9, episode 12. This is the last episode of this season. And I'm talking about tone chasing. Yep, I am not a tone chaser. Now, tone chaser is what I refer to as those guitar players that are always chasing a certain sound. They're always got these big pedal boards and always got these different effects, and they're always swapping out this effect for that effect, and they're always going through a big old rigmarole. I don't even know what that word comes from. But they're always searching for that sound, and they can't never find it. They're always looking for that sound. Now, I'm not one of those guitar players. Never have been. But I was afraid that I was becoming one. Because for a while, I'm searching for a sound. Now, I know what I need to hear. Now, I don't play with a pedal board. I do have some processors, and I do use amp with onboard effects called modeling amps. You can call them amp with digital effects, whatever you want to call them, onboard effects. I've gotten used to those. Now, there's a certain sound I need to hear. Really, I play with two effects or two different things mainly. Play in a clean channel with some reverb and delay. And then I play with some overdrive over that reverb and delay. So it's really two distinct sounds that I use. And then I use a flanger for Waylon Jennings stuff with the song I do. Just for especially a song or a chorus sometimes. So, but for the main part, it's just two. Well, I had the Fender Mustang 100. Bought it new about 5-6 years ago, and it worked perfect. I had the sounds dialed up, and I had a foot switch with it. And the foot switch worked great, till it didn't. So one time at the HTO, Honky Tonkin' Opry in Florida, Micanopy, Florida, where I go, I brought it, and the switch went out. And we were practicing for the show, and the switch went out. So I called the guitar center there in or Gainesville. I don't know. Whatever city was close there. And went to Guitar Center, and they had a used one. So I grabbed the used one, and it worked for the first song or first song and a half, and it went out. So this thing just eating pedals. Or foot switches. And so I didn't worry about it for, I don't know, a good while, because I'm only playing in church and I hadn't done anything. And when I did go, I'll just turn them by hand, because you can, you know, I just stopped turning by hand. But a lot of times I'd been playing the Dove, so I wasn't really doing tracks with my electric, so it wasn't a big deal. I was mostly playing the Dove. And when I go meet Jace, well, he plays lead, so I just let him play lead, and I play acoustic. Not a biggie. But then I started getting some places where I'm doing them maybe not with a band. So I have these tracks, and I had the lead guitar dropped out of them because I'm a lead player, so I need to play my own lead. Well, maybe that whole issue with the pedal, maybe it was a power thing, and maybe that's what had happened. So I went ahead and ordered a pedal, and I get the new pedal in, and it don't work. Ordered from Sweetwater Music, right? Brand new. It don't work. So I look, and I tell him, you know, I got to send it back. And the guy looks at it, you know, talk to the tech. He says, well, it's the wrong pedal. You know, you got to get the certain one for the Mustang GT100. And it looks just like the other one. Very similar. I said, okay. So I send that one back. They send me the other one. That one don't work either, the one I'm supposed to have. I'm like, it don't work either. So for whatever reason, the Fender amp, which I like, doesn't work. Well, I don't want to hook up another effects unit, digital effects, when I already have digital effects on the amp. So like a floorboard type unit, right? Or a rack mounted one. I don't want to do that when I already have an amp with those effects on it. So the Fender, though, I can control Bluetooth from my phone. So I can do it from my phone. I can control it. So I'll just switch it from my phone. Problem is I run tracks off my phone too. So I can't do both. I can't do the tracks in time from the phone and switch the amp. And I can't do it from two different phones. I still can't get it in time to make it work. So it's just not happening. A friend comes over and he brings, you know, I said, man, if I had a speaker, a powered speaker. So he comes over, brings me a powered speaker. And I have this Boss GT1 unit, which is got a lot of good sounds in it. So I get them all set. But it's smaller buttons. And problem is if you hit the button too long, it just shoots up really fast. Like, and it'll go up. I don't know, because it's got over 500 something settings. It'll go up 100 and something of them. And then your six settings that you have, you're done past them and you can't get back to them. And so that don't work out, because sometimes you know, your foot might grab the second button and that doesn't work out very well. Another friend of mine gave me a Digitech RP500, and it's a bigger pedal board, and they got a lot of different presets in it, and they got a lot of different deals in it too, but it just ain't working. I ain't hearing the sound that I need to hear. There's a specific sound that I'm looking for, and that's what I'm needing. And I'm like, man, I'm becoming into a tone chaser, and I don't like that, because I know I'm not a tone chaser. I just know I need to hear something, and I just need these three specific things. I need. I got this other amp, Line amp, that Line 6 is not, which I don't care for at all, but it's just, it's unuser friendly. And got it on closeout, but it's not working like it's supposed to. And that's probably why it was closeout, but it's just, I can't get it. I can get one channel done, but I can't get the second channel done with it, right? So it's just, it's crazy. And I'm like, oh, I'm at my wit's end. I have a little Valtron Dapper, which is what I use when I go use my PA. Now, this thing here, it has delay, and it has distortion, and it has overdrive. And I use the delay because the board has reverb, so I just use the board reverb. This is what I use when I set up the whole system, when I'm using my system, not when I'm going play for someone or I'm doing some, you know, when they got somebody's got their own PA and stuff set up and you're going to a festival, you just bring your stuff, like your guitar and your tracks and that kind of stuff. So that's what I brought. But that's the problem I'm having, is hearing the sound I need. I got that sound if I go ahead and bring my own PA. I decided to look and see if I could find the little Valtron Dapper with what I needed. And sure enough, they had one with reverb, delay, flanger, and overdrive. I'm like, duh. There we go. That's what I need. So I ordered that. And don't you know, the sound that I needed to hear, there it was. And it had everything I needed. It was just there. Boom. And even with the old Line 6 amp, it sounded great, because I just used that one big clean channel on it, and that's all I used. Plugged that in and used that Valtron Dapper, and it worked. And it had everything. So had the reverb and the delay. And then when I needed the phaser for the Waylon Jennings songs, I could do that, which one of the Waylon Jennings songs is a sound off the new album 2026 is coming out. I needed that sound, so that's why I needed that deal, because I do it live. And then it had the overdrive. But that's the sound I needed. That's the sound I kept hearing. I kept hearing the sound that I would get when I was playing through the main PA, through my PA. That's the sound I was wanting to hear. So I knew I wasn't a tone chaser, but I knew I wasn't hearing what I needed to hear. And I'm trying all these different combinations. I needed a foot switch to get it through the Fender, and the foot switch thing wasn't working. And I couldn't do it with the phone or tablet. I couldn't get them both to do it. It was too much. But that little Valitron adapter. So now I got a Valitron for the big PA and a Valitron to take on the road with the amp. And now I'm good to go. So I'm not tone chasing any. I'm not chasing tone no more. I'm just good. And at this last event in Lenox, they complimented me on how good the guitar sounded. But then I'm like, yeah. With the effects and everything, he said, what are you using? He said, you're just using that little box right there. I said, yep, that's all I'm using. He said, man, it sounded really good. I said, thank you. It did. So I got my sound that I needed, that I'm used to, with the little Valitron damper. And it works great. It's compact, carry in a gig bag if you need to. And it doesn't work by battery. You do have to use a 9-volt supply plug in, but that's easy because everything plugs in, and then I got one extension cord, runs everything. So everything's self-contained. All I need is one plug. Everything's done the way I ran it. So pretty cool. Easy setup. Good to go. Makes it easier for any of the festival people that I'm going to play for. So it makes it easier on them. It's easy setup for me, and everything's good. So I thought I was becoming a tone chaser, which I knew I really wasn't, but I'm not. So it's all settled. So props out to Valitron. Works for me. Well, I'm going to leave it right there. That's it for me. And that's it for season 9. Season 10 coming up. Hey, I love you. Thank you. God bless you. Make sure and follow me if you can. Friend me up on Facebook, X. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, please. That will help me tremendously. Check me out on thehunterlogan.com. Also the YouTube handle, thehunterlogan.com. All right, I'll see you.
Preach it now.